You are listening to 97.9 The Hill. I'm Aaron Keck coming at you from Booth Park Studios on East Franklin Street, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. What's trending because of the imminent arrival of Easter is cocoa prices.
Okay.
Prices for cocoa are currently at a 46-year high, up 65% year over year, and expected to stay there at least through later this year when West Africa's cocoa growing season begins, which that is a fun part of our global system of supply. We really see things rise and fall as seasons change across the globe,
right.
And I think that is extremely fascinating.
Every single time I hear, like, prices are at a 46-year high, I always have the same thought, which is what was happening 46 years ago that prices were so high that they're still higher back then than they are today. Like, in general, prices go up. That's what happens when you have economic growth. That's like part of a capitalist system. This is economics 101. Like, you don't want overinflation, but like general long-term increases in price is what we've got to deal with. So why were prices so high back in the 70s?
I am literally looking that up right now.
I am very curious about this. 1978.
I am going to do my best to try and... It looks like it was an exceptionally bad growing season.
This is Jimmy Carter at it again.
Just things went really, really badly, specifically in West Africa, it seems, in 1977. It's just we literally did not have the supply at all. And now it seems that it's less of we don't have the supply at all and more the overwhelming demand, as well as that coinciding with much smaller growing areas because climate change. Lots of stuff is not necessarily working out in our favor for affordable chocolate. But
right.
As this is trending, a lot of people are just like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see how much Easter bunnies are going to be this year. And this is a great time to mention that all of the chocolate eggs and bunnies and like all the candy you're going to see for Easter has been manufactured. It has been manufactured for a long time. It's been in storage and warehouses and back rooms. This is not going to be an issue until later this year.
True, but that doesn't preclude them raising the price today because of what people are hearing. Like, this is also the same thing whenever there's a hurricane and it affects oil rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico. Like, oh, technically, this isn't going to affect our gas supply at regular gas stations for like several weeks, but don't they jack up the price right away
so
every single time that happens?
The real projections, according to Chris Casey at Food Drive, is that as we sort of forecast the weather patterns for West Africa and try and project their growing season later this year, this will have a direct effect on Halloween candy prices.
Ooh.
Not Easter, but Halloween. It's not the bunny that's in danger. It is trick-or-treaters.
I mean, that just means you eschew the chocolate and get the more, like, fruity snacks, right? Like, it's going to be a banner year for Skittles.
You
right?
mean the bad Halloween treats?
I do mean the bad Halloween treats.
No
yes.
one's excited for Skittles.
Nobody is.
I'm actually going to go on record as the world's number one Skittles hater. And you know what? I would actually be talking trash about all fruit-flavored candies had I not recently discovered Starburst-branded jelly beans, which honestly 100% kick Jelly Belly in the teeth. If
okay.
you're not on Starburst jelly beans, here's your sign. Go get you some. They're good.
I like the idea of jelly beans in general, but they stick in my teeth.
Yeah, I think that's part of the experience. It's a little snack for later.
Yeah, I don't like that.
This relates to our Tooth Fairy conversation from a couple days ago in a very disgusting way. And honestly, I'm here for it.